This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Nigeria and Boko Haram reach ceasefire and agree to free schoolgirls. President Obama battles political fallout of Ebola. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. Nigeria has reached a ceasefire agreement with the Islamic militant group Boko Haram, which has agreed to free more than 200 schoolgirls who were kidnapped in April. Nigeria's highest-ranking military official, General Alex Bada, announced the ceasefire agreement Friday. He ordered all of the country's military chiefs to abide by the deal. Top Nigerian presidential aide Hassan Tukur tells VOA that the militants have agreed in principle to free the schoolgirls. Tukur said the details still need to be worked out, but said he has no reason to doubt Boko Haram's sincerity. Boko Haram has terrorized Nigeria for the last 5 years as it tries to turn northern Nigeria into a conservative Islamic state. U.S. President Barack Obama is working not only to stop the spread of Ebola in the United States, but to control the political damage that the fear of the disease could inflict on the Democratic Party. Luis Ramirez reports.
President Obama, who has been criticized in the past for golfing and fundraising during major crises, recently canceled some domestic trips and instead stayed at the White House to meet with members of his Ebola response team. Republicans have accused the Democratic administration of not taking adequate measures. They call for a travel ban, which the administration says would do more harm than good. Democrats, in a series of campaign ads, have accused Republicans of undermining efforts to fight Ebola by supporting cuts to the Centers for Disease Control. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
This is VOA News. Kurdish forces are now in their second month defending the northern Syrian border city of Kobani, aided by airstrikes from the U.S. coalition. The commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East says the fight for Kobani is providing the coalition with opportunities to destroy Islamic State militants and keep them out of Iraq. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
The coalition's fight against Islamic State militants was an answer to a call for help from the forces inside Iraq. But now, most coalition strikes are hitting targets around Kobani, Syria, a town Kurdish forces have desperately fought to keep out of Islamic State hands.
Now, my goal is to defeat and ultimately destroy ISIL.
General Lloyd Austin, the head of U.S. Central Command forces waging war against Islamic State, or ISIL.
And if he continues to present us with major targets, as he has done in the Kobani area, then clearly we'll service those targets, and we've done so very, very effectively here of late.
Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
A high-stakes meeting between the presidents of Ukraine and Russia ended Friday with few outward signs of progress in ending a months-long pro-Russian separatist rebellion in eastern Ukraine. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin told reporters at a summit in Milan that a deal had been reached, at least for the winter, to restart the flow into Ukraine of Russian natural gas. He did not elaborate. Moscow stopped gas shipments to its energy-dependent neighbor in June over what it says are nearly $5 billion in unpaid gas bills. Mr. Putin, speaking after talks with Ukrainian counterpart Petro Poroshenko, urged European countries to help the Kiev government pay off the debt. Authorities in Hong Kong say three police officers were injured as police tried to control thousands of protesters coming back to an area they were cleared from earlier in the day during a pre-dawn raid. Friday evening, Hong Kong law enforcement used pepper spray and batons on throngs of protesters who were attempting to reclaim areas in the Mong Kok district. According to observers, dozens of protesters were knocked to the ground and carried away by police. The Associated Press reported a Bangkok-based Getty photo service photographer was among those removed by police. The U.S. Air Force brought another robotic space plane back to Earth Friday after a nearly two-year flight that is covered in mystery. The top-secret vehicle, called X-37B, landed at Vandenberg Air Force Base in Southern California. This is the third time the Air Force has launched a robotic space plane to orbit the Earth. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. We're going to celebrate the late, great Nat King Cole as we listen in on a conversation between two great musicians of today's age that celebrate him, Ramsey Lewis and John Pizzarelli. Yes, once again, I'm going to take you to the site of the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival, and we'll go under what they call the Talk Tent, the place where people gather to hear the greats of jazz in conversation, sometimes with a journalist like myself, as we did last week with my conversation with Stanley Clark, and sometimes the artists just talking amongst themselves. In this case, it's a celebration of Nat King Cole with two artists sitting in a conversation that allowed them to share their thoughts about Nat King Cole before they performed his classic music. John Pizzarelli and Ramsey Lewis joining us later. But right now, speaking of great pianists like Ramsey Lewis, let's begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America in celebration of one of the greatest pianists that the world has ever known in jazz or any style of music. The great Art Tatum would have been 103 years old as we celebrate his 103rd birthday on the 13th of October. He died far too young at the age of 47 in Los Angeles, and in Los Angeles is where we'll go to hear a recording from 1940 of the classic song Get Happy. Let's enjoy Art Tatum, the man who could play the fastest lines with both of his hands at the same time, no matter the style, piano, jazz, stride, swing, boogie-woogie, you name it. Ladies and gentlemen, Art Tatum beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
as can be, you know she says so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she says so. Things, you know, he buys her diamond rings, you know, she says so. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
That was some fun, wasn't it? The great guitarist and vocalist John Pizzarelli putting the Beatles and Horace Silver together in a combination that's just delightful. I Feel Fine and Sidewinder from his album Double Exposure, on which he took pop songs of the day and turned them into jazz. John Pizzarelli, one of our special guests on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. John had just arrived from the airport, rushed as fast as he could in Detroit to the Jazz Talk tent to get together with his now associate on stage and hopefully in the studio soon, Ramsey Lewis, as they were collaborating at the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival to celebrate the music of Nat King Cole. Before that performance, they got together for this conversation under the Talk tent. Here's some of that conversation, and we'll follow that with a Nat King Cole classic here on VOA's Jazz America. And we'll begin with John Pizzarelli talking about how he first turned on to the music of Nat King Cole and his trio, who were known for their instrumental prowess as well as Nat King Cole's vocalizing.
Yeah, I think actually the real moment that changed my life was when I learned Straighten Up and Fly Right, but by a different artist. A guy named Frank Weber had made a record of pop songs, and in the middle of it was Straighten Up and Fly Right. And I learned it, and I played it for my father, and my father said, well, that's Nat King Cole. He said, you should find those records. And so I went to Sam Goody's the next day, and Capitol Records had literally just put out the best of the Nat King Cole Trio Parts 1 and 2. And I just grabbed them out of the bin, and I went home, and he said, put on Paper Moon. And I put on Paper Moon, and he said, now put on Body and Soul. And he said, listen to Oscar Moore. Now listen to what they do here. And listen, I went, oh, my God, you know. And that was completely different from anything I'd ever heard before, and I said, "That's I'm going to steal all that." The whole group, I had a group like a drumless trio for 12 years with Ray Kennedy, and then and just to try and play like Oscar Moore, because you get to do everything on the guitar. You get to play rhythm, you get to play chords, you get to play a single note, and you accompany and things, and the group, those three guys together, is just amazing. You get really are involved in the music, and you have to be a complete player to do any part of that group. That's what makes it so much fun and such a challenge to be in that kind of group.
And here's Ramsey Lewis on first hearing Nat King Cole.
The high school I went to was a very hip high school. We listened to the radio during lunch hour. And during lunch hour, they had a DJ on that played Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Nat Cole, Count Basie, and all that good stuff. So that takes me back to when I was in high school. So that's 15, 16 years old. And I'm 32 now, so that's great. The guy who really got my attention was Oscar Peterson. But then, I got to meet Oscar and talk to him a few times, and I was reading up on Oscar Peterson. And then I got to the point where, the part where he was impressed with Nat King Cole's piano playing. I'm saying, wait a minute. So now I go past Oscar to the source. You know, that's what we're supposed to do in jazz, to keep going back and see where he got his inspiration from. So Oscar Peterson was the conduit for me to listen to Nat Cole's piano playing, because in high school it was mainly his singing, except for the trio, you know, Paper Moon and all that stuff. The piano playing is there. Back there, I was really into classical music and into gospel music. And mm-hmm. So, you know, I was just being hip, getting into his. What do you listen to? I listen to Nat. Thank you.
Nat King Cole's incredible trio of Oscar Moore on guitar and Johnny Miller on bass joining Nat on piano on the Duke Ellington classic Sea Jam Blues from the album Live at the Circle Room, recorded in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 1946. Now, here's something brand new for you from NEA jazz master, multi-instrumentalist Dave Liebman and his big band. From the album A Tribute to Wayne Shorter, here's El Gaucho on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. The great saxophonist Dave Liebman and his big band, just one of the many projects Dave Liebman's been part of these days. That's his Salute to Wayne Shorter, certainly acclaimed, one of the greatest composers in jazz today and for all time. Hope you enjoyed that. And I've got more of our celebration of Nat King Cole coming right up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's an email message I've been waiting since the summertime to read on the air because it's related to today's topic on Jazz America. And the message reads as follows. Hello, your show is orgasmic. I always try to never miss it. Kindly play any song of your choosing by Nat King Cole. Thanks in advance. Listening from Kenya, Joan Rita Eneke. Well, Joan Rita, I have been waiting, as I said, to play this song just for you and to tell you that the entire show, not just this song, is dedicated to Nat King Cole in many ways. And you'll be hearing more from Ramsey Lewis and John Pizzarelli as they talk about Nat King Cole before their performance at the Detroit Jazz Festival to celebrate his music. And speaking of celebrating his music, let's go back to the 1940s once again, recorded in Los Angeles at that time, the Nat King Cole Trio, and I know you want to hear the wonderful sound of his voice. Here he is on the classic Straighten Up and Fly Right, just for you. Joan Rita Eneke, listening in Kenya to VOA's Jazz America.
Buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Don't you blow your top. Fly right.
This is Wynton Marcellus, and y'all are listening to and enjoying Jazz America with the one and only Russ Davis, an original on The Voice of America. We'll be right back.
just witnessed some history here on VOA's Jazz America. You just heard a duet between Ramsey Lewis, one of my special guests on this edition of the program, and his longtime friend, Dr. Billy Taylor, the late great pianist and NEA jazz master from their collaborative effort. We meet again with a performance of Billy Taylor's classic song, Soul Sister. And preceding that, it was Wynton Marsalis and a host of his friends, many of them from New Orleans, his hometown, from the album Mr. Jelly Lord, Standard Time, Volume 6. Wynton Marsalis and Friends from 1999, as they did a collection of songs by another of the Sons of New Orleans, and the man who in 1902, according to himself, created jazz, Mr. Jelly Roll Morton himself, Ferdinand Joseph Lamont, who changed his name from time to time and had his name spelled differently from time to time and took the name of his stepfather, Morton, and changed his name to Jelly Roll Morton. He was born in the same month as Wynton Marsalis. I wanted to play some music from those two sons of New Orleans. Wynton born on the 18th of October in 1961. Happy 53rd birthday, Wynton. And Jelly Roll Morton would have been 124 years old on the 20th of October, born in 1890. He died at the age of 50 in 1941, but left an incredible musical legacy, whether he's the one who originally invented jazz or not. That's up for dispute, but nobody seems to be able to come up with definitive proof that he did not. So until further notice, Jelly Roll, thank you very much for coming up with the idea of jazz, syncopation, playing between the beats. Well, now it's time to turn to more of our conversation under the talk tent between John Pizzarelli and Ramsey Lewis as they celebrate Nat King Cole at the recent Detroit Jazz Festival. Vocalist and guitarist John Pizzarelli was too young to have met or worked with Nat King Cole, but his legendary father, guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli, has certainly had a chance to not only meet Nat King Cole, but also to record with him.
My dad did some records with Nat. He did Send For Me and a couple other ones at that same time. And he just said it was, you know, it's like a king walking around a room, you know. They were just sort of, because my father heard the group on record after he got back from the war, and he said, who are those guys? What's that? You know, and he wore the record out. It just went crazy. He heard Paper Moon. He couldn't believe that, you know. He was called for the date to do the date. Yeah. It was Send For Me and Walking On, Walking On or something like that. I can't remember. It's two words. He told me yesterday, and I can't remember. But I know he was on. He didn't realize he was on Send For Me. I said, you know, you're on Send For Me. Oh, yeah, I'm on that one, too, yeah.
And Ramsey Lewis recalled the time he met Nat King Cole.
Yeah, matter of fact, I did. Daddy O'Daly was a disc jockey in Chicago, Illinois. And in those days, when Stars had a new release, they did a promotional tour and hit all the big cities and wrote their records. So Nat Cole came to Chicago to do a promotional tour. And Daddy-O was sort of our, he wasn't our manager, but he encouraged us to be at the right place at the right time and do the right thing. So he says, Nat Cole's going to be at this reception. I want you guys to meet him. And we came to the reception, and there he was, you know, the guy that we were all talking about in high school. I'm out of high school now. Nat standing there with his cigarette and the cigarette holder and tall and, you know, dapper. And Daddy-O knew him very well. So, Nat, I want you to meet Ramsey, you know. They have a trio. Come on over here, guys. And he was very cordial, nice, encouraging. And I was at a loss for words. I don't know what I said to this day. I think I just blah, 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 blah. Thank you.
King Cole trio, proving that they can not only back up Nat King Cole as he vocalized, but also that they could play great instrumental jazz and that Nat King Cole could write a fine song. He wrote the song you just heard, This Way Out, from the early 1940s. Now, speaking of being a fine writer and interpreter of other people's songs, the great trombonist Robin Eubanks joins with his brothers, including guitarist Kevin Eubanks and Dwayne Eubanks, the great trumpet player, what a family, for Robin Eubanks' latest release, Classic Rock Volume 1, on which he takes on the songs of great pop artists like Sly and the Family Stone, Led Zeppelin, and Jimi Hendrix, but he also writes his own songs. Case in point, here's the song Between the Lines, some electric trombone work from Robin Eubanks on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. With his song Between the Lines from his new album Classic Rock Volume 1. More of our celebration of Nat King Cole with Ramsey Lewis and John Pizzarelli coming up.